Hello and welcome to the Amaze podcast, where we talk to businesses large and small, experts in subjects across the spectrum of business, entrepreneurialism, tech, innovation, investment and finance. I'm Jake Shaw, your host. If you'd like to learn more about Amaze, please go to www.amaze.com. Hello everybody, today I'm joined by Joe Ingles, who runs Vet Chef. Joe has a history of doing pet food. For instance, he set up and ran Tails.com, and also a fully qualified vet who appeared on a TV show many, many years ago called Vets in Practice. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hello, Jake.
Joe, could you tell us a bit about Vet Chef? Because that's an entirely different thing to what one might expect from pet food.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's something I've been working on for a couple of years, and it's really come out of the realization that feeding processed food to pets is not the best way we can feed our best friends in the 21st century. And I was, you know, looking at my career of working on pet food brands like Tails, as you mentioned, and Vet's Kitchen, I'm thinking there must be a, you know, what's the next evolution? Can we go better than these things? And actually, I realized in the kitchen, the answer was staring me in the face. It was the food I was cooking for my children and the family. I realized that actually my dog deserved the same kind of quality food. And if I could simplify that process and make it really accessible to pet owners and take away those barriers of the hassle and the expertise, then it could really open up a whole new way of feeding pets, which would be better for the pets, better for the owner, better for the environment, and, you know, could be a really exciting project. And that's how Vet Chef was born.
So I like what you said there about an evolution of an idea. So far, Vet Chef has achieved its first round of investment, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you for this podcast, because there are many people out there who will have run businesses such as yourself and are looking to pivot themselves to do something else because of COVID. How did you go about going from your initial idea to getting people to invest in it?
I first sort of crystallized the idea into a proper plan probably about 10 months ago, so the beginning of the year really. And then I started initially, you know, looking for whether I could get some investment on board. And at that stage, I had a few conversations and had some fairly negative answers, but I had very little other than an idea and a couple of spreadsheets. So I then took the decision that what I really needed to do was take the business on a bit further and actually build something that was tangible that I could show to potential investors. So a friend of a friend turned out to be a software developer who was looking for a project to get involved with. I teamed up with him, and together we built the first incarnation of the Vet Chef app, which creates recipes for dog owners. And then sort of made a lot of progress on my own, really, of building the hardware. So we're building basically a pet food maker that sits in people's kitchens, so a bit like a bread machine, but will create fresh pet food from a range of ingredients that you can just pop into it. So I was actually at work in my workshop at home building that. So by the time we got around to sort of August, September, we had all those in place. We had a website, we had products that we developed and designed, and we had a lot more to show to people. And then we really found it was much easier to progress through the fundraising, and through a combination of contacts from previous businesses who had done well, particularly Tails, and just some new friends and family who really were intrigued by the idea, like the sound of it, had, you know, a little bit of spare cash sitting around that they were looking to invest somewhere. And, you know, we managed to put together the round, and it was really rewarding and really exciting to have that faith put in me and this idea by those people. And I think that early stage investment is often the trickiest to get, but also the most precious in a way, because you've got individuals who are often friends and family, and they're putting their trust in you. And that's quite a thing. And it's probably more pressure from that than there would be from institutional money.
Was there any testing of the market, as it were, or did you go strictly on your experience previously? So looking for people who are actually going to buy it.
Until we've got the whole offering, because we're doing something so new, you know, nobody's really done what we're doing. Nobody's tried to build a brand within home feeding for pets. So it was very hard to test it without giving the game away. And I didn't want to do that to begin with. I thought this is such a good idea, this pet food maker with an app. I didn't really want to shout about it until we were a bit further down the line. So, you know, we did some market validation of just some research looking at how many people in the world actually fed fresh food to their pets, and did some, you know, social media polls of would you be interested in doing this and so on. But no, it was really, I think, my knowledge of, you know, 20 odd years in the pet feeding industry. And, you know, I think I've been fairly good in the past at spotting where the market's going to go, particularly with, say, tails and personalized pet food. And, you know, I can see this as the future. And I think a lot enough people sort of agreed with me and were happy to take my judgment on that. So the proof will be in the pudding or the pet food, and there will be a market for it.
There's a lot of investment brokerages and family offices and things that are now very interested in this concept of impact investment, i.e. things that make social change. I think it's something like 17 different key indicators that are set out by the UN about sustainability and opportunities and what have you. Is that something that you thought about when you were coming up with the concept of VetChef?
Definitely was. I mean, environmental concerns have been top of my priority list for a long time. You know, I was involved in a project a few years back, a climate change centre. Hasn't yet progressed, but it was, you know, I was very much involved in that project and looking at the whole issue of climate change. So I knew that when I did something new, it didn't just want to be a commercial venture. It wanted to be something that had the potential to do some good in the world. And, you know, although it's not obvious how pet food could do that, actually, the carbon footprint of owning a pet is really significant. You know, it's been estimated that for a large dog, it's similar to owning a 4x4 car, and that's mainly from their food. So if you can reduce the carbon footprint of their food, you can make a real positive difference. And by helping people make their dogs go flexitarian, so reduce the amount of meat in their diet, or just getting locally sourced ingredients to reduce the transport miles in their pet food and the packaging, I think fresh food cooking at home can have a really positive impact.
Joe, you've got to this point where you've developed the concept, the prototype, the website, the app, and some sort of additional products like supplements to go with the main products. What's the next step now? What's going to happen with VetChef?
So the first round of funding was designed to take us through to the point of being ready to launch the main product, which is the Buddy pet food maker, into the market. It was really to get us to a point of having everything ready to launch to the public, to show the great public around the world what our proposition is and get them to buy into it ahead of a second round of funding, which will enable us to complete the costs for the production of the hardware. So those are the big significant costs of, you know, getting it manufactured out in China, the tooling costs and the first production run. So, you know, we're at the stage of being able to get everything ready for that final stage to get it into production. So we're going to be looking at a second fundraising in the early part of 2021. And that may well be some kind of crowdfunding, such as a Kickstarter campaign.
If people are interested in knowing more or even investing, you know, offering their services to you, where do they find you, Joe?
Head over to our website, which is vetchef.com, or you can email me directly, just joe@vetchef.com. I'd love to hear from anyone who's got an interest in what we're doing, who likes the sound of it, who would like to be involved in any way, and whether potential customer or potential investor, whatever, yeah, please get in touch.
Joe Ingles of VetChef, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this, please go to www.amaze.com. And don't forget to like and share this podcast.